out today. Terry in Georgetown, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan. Well, you're not going to like what I have to say. But anyhow, what are these young people doing in the summertime? You didn't hear any squawking about that. Then I bet you that every child that, you know, wants free tampons, I bet you they have a cell phone.
There is a dollar store.
There is a dollar store they could go to, Dan. This is one more thing.
Let me address something. Okay. Number one, in the summer,
right,
if you don't have those products, there's no worry about them missing school because there is no school. So number two, if they have a cell phone, I have no idea if they have a cell phone or what they have. Every teenager has a cell phone,
Dan.
Yeah, but those are Obama phones. They didn't pay for that.
And, yeah, these young kids got these fancy phones.
What do you think the Obama phones? They're full self. They're not full.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not on the Obama phone. I pay for my own phone.
You got to get with the program.
No.
Also, as we call them, Obama phones.
And I hear that.
At least my friends who have one, guys I know that have one, call them Obama phones.
Yeah, that's what
Mitchell,
I hear.
I'm thinking specifically of my friend Rob, and who calls me, and he even told me he was calling on his Obama phone, so I have him
if you got a bad connection, you would know why.
No, yeah. I have his name saved as his regular old phone number, and I have it saved as Rob/Obama phone.
Obama.
So when he's calling, I know which phone number.
Mitchell from
Yohood News calls us on the air in the morning all the time from his Obama phone.
Good.
But you're making a point about the dollar store. Yes, go ahead about the dollar store.
You got a point. They can go to the dollar store and buy things that they need. I'm sure they do. You know, they have all kinds of stuff that young people, you know, there's makeup there. And
How does a middle schooler out in Greenwood in the country get to the dollar store?
How do they get around? Teenagers don't stay home. Come on, Dan. You got
bus.
Teenagers.
They take a school bus.
Yeah, they take
school.
A school bus, yeah. I don't mind if they put the machine in there and charge them 5 or 10 cents, but I don't feel that we should have to pay. You know what I mean?
All right. Do you feel the same way about toilet paper?
No, I think that, you know, these people that get things for free and get free money, they can go buy their own toilet paper, go to the dollar store. Everything's available at the dollar store now.
So you don't think a public restroom at a school should provide toilet paper?
Yes, I do,
Dan. You should have to bring your own?
Well, that'll probably be the next thing on the list. They won't be providing toilet paper.
It just upsets
me, Dan, that every time you turn around, they come up with these new referendums. They want to raise your taxes, want to raise this, want to raise that, and they give you nothing.
I get nothing back.
You know, I get nothing back for my taxes that I pay.
Don't you consider sanitary pads as essential as toilet paper in a person's life?
Yeah, it is. But what did they do before this, Dan? What did they do before? Why all of a sudden is it coming up now?
We're told they miss school and leave school early.
That's just an excuse. You know, it's always excuses, and it's never about. Are these kids even getting educated today? For all the things we got to worry about, riots in school. They're tasing the kids. You know, they're always crying for money. I'm just sick of it. Sick of the whole thing.
All right. Well, I get it, but you believe the school should provide toilet paper, but not sanitary pads.
Yeah, exactly. If they want to put a machine up in there and charge 5 or 10 cents, and then that means you got to pay. I'm sure these young people can scrape up 5 or 10 cents, for God's sake.
And if they don't have any money,
then they should get a job.
Terry, that's an idea. Loretta, what do you think of Terry? Do you agree with Terry?
Oh, I agree with her, sure. Where's the responsibility
of the parents?
Thanks,
Loretta, because no one ever agrees with me. I was raised poor.
You make good sense.
Raised up poor, and my parents managed to provide for us to go to school and everything that we needed. And I had,
had four sisters.
I had four sisters.
Yeah. Well, Terry, I had five brothers and two sisters. Mm-hmm. And everything that I had was provided to me by my parents. Yeah.
And if we didn't have it, Loretta, we went out and got a job. We never thought to ask our parents for anything. We went and we got a job.
So the parents, you know, that's their responsibility. Then you cut out the sodas, cut out the cigarettes, cut out all the unnecessary stuff. That's an essential.
Yeah, they got computers, they got phones, the fancy phones. They're not all walking around with Obama phones. Dan thinks they are, but I don't.
And Terry and Dan, they have all these things. They have computers and tablets and phones. And did the test scores go up? No.
So see, they're worried about the essentials that should be provided by their parents.
If you're just tuning
in,
you're listening to
Terry. All right, I'll hear you, Anthony. Go ahead.
I'm just telling our audience something. They're listening to Terry in Georgetown and Loretta in Berlin, two women who feel the school should not be providing sanitary napkins to
students. Dan, I would have been embarrassed if I was a teenager and would have had to go to the nurse and ask for a pad. I would have been so embarrassed. And I never did.
They could go to a girlfriend.
Kathy,
yeah,
are you there?
What if they don't have anything? They could ask one of their friends.
Hold on, Loretta and Terry.
Hello. We're going to do a three-way now.
Hello.
Kathy, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, Kathy.
Loretta, Terry, I was in the same boat.
Right.
Nine kids in the family. And guess what? We got our own pads. We didn't need the school nurse or anyone to get them. We are strong women. We didn't need to go to school to get our paraphernalia. We had it in our pocketbook. Thank you, you strong women. I think we are a dying breed.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Kathy. You're terrific.
Thanks, Kathy.
Loretta and Terry. We are the three muscarettes or whatever.
Yeah. That's right.
And I know if Joan was on the phone, she'd agree with us.
Oh, Joan will be calling any minute because she did her own thing, too. She didn't need society to take care of her.
No.
Can the younger women, should the younger generation of women be learning something from you three ladies?
Yes, they should, Dan. Yeah.
Yeah, but they
take care of yourself.
They won't because the government won't listen to us. We don't know what we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Well, how come I'm going to be 69 years old next week? I'm still here.
And I'm still here. I'm 76. Loretta, how old are you?
Oh, I don't want to say, but I'm
old. Come on, Loretta.
We're proud. We're proud Marys.
Yeah. You sound real young.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I think we all have a little B-I-T-C-H in us.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, you gals have a nice weekend. Dan, have a nice weekend. Thanks for letting me.
Your family, everyone. Love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. There goes Kathy, Loretta, and Terry. We're letting them all go. Three ladies against the proposal to provide tampons and pads to students in public school.